Début du dialogue 2.
What's this? Kim.com launches new upload site. Kim.com? That sounds like a web address, not a person's name.
It's both, in fact. He was born in Germany and his name was Kim Schmitz, but he bought the domain name Kim.com and legally changed his name to match his URL. In 2010, he was granted a Finnish passport in the name of Kim.com.
It says here Mr.com is a New Zealand resident.
Thanks to the New Zealand Investor Plus scheme, he was granted New Zealand residence. If you invest 10 million New Zealand dollars in New Zealand bonds, equities or residential property developments, you can be granted residence. So Kim.com invested what amounts to over 6 million euros in New Zealand and was granted residence.
This article also says that Mr.com is battling extradition to the US to face charges of internet piracy. Have you followed that story?
Well, in 2005, Kim.com established a website called Mega Upload that allowed users to store and share large files online. Other users could also access that content.
Well, that sounds pretty harmless.
But the US authorities say Mega Upload was one of the biggest violators of copyright on the net. The US Department of Justice claims that Mr.com and six associates made more than $175 million in illegal profits from a massive worldwide internet piracy enterprise. The cost to copyright owners is said to be over $500 million.
And what's this about extradition to the US?
The New Zealand authorities arrested him in January last year. The US wants him extradited to the US for trial, and there's to be an extradition hearing, not until August.
It sounds rather complicated. A German-Finnish citizen was arrested in New Zealand to be extradited to the US?
It was the New Zealand authorities who arrested him, but a New Zealand court has ruled that the warrants used to search Mr.com's mansion were illegal. And another judge has found that before the raid on Kim.com's mansion, the New Zealand Security Bureau unlawfully intercepted his communications. They're only allowed to bug foreign organisations or people, not New Zealand citizens or permanent residents.
And what does Kim.com say about the charges?
He denies the charges. He says Mega Upload simply provided online storage services and shouldn't be held responsible for the files stored on the site. He agrees copyright has a right to exist and says that he respects it because everyone has a right to make a living. If you create something, you don't want someone else to go and profit from it. But what he doesn't respect, he says, is Hollywood's business model, where they release their products at different times in different markets. In the age of the internet, he says, you can't do that.
But Hollywood needs to get a return on its investments.
Kim.com says that Hollywood has totally missed the internet opportunity. There's so much money to be made on the internet, and those fools, as he calls them, don't get it. So other players have seized the opportunity.
I don't quite follow.
Kim.com makes a comparison between Hollywood and Google. The business model of Google is based on advertising by linking to stuff, but Google doesn't create the stuff that it links to. Google has no content, and Google makes $40 billion profit a year. On the other hand, Hollywood has content that everyone wants. If Hollywood created something that had all its content and was available to everyone online at the same time, Hollywood could make 10 times more money than Google does, because Hollywood has the rights to that content.
His approach sounds very American.
He says that when he was living in Germany, he thought of himself as more American than Americans, because he always had this attitude of can do, and if you're successful, you can show it, which is very un-German. But he's become disillusioned with the US now. He says the US has lost a lot of its appeal for him, because it's becoming such an aggressive state that's really harming people's rights. He wants to do everything he can to fight that.
Fin du dialogue 2.